The governor, who's attacked components of the public school system as an education bureaucracy that he said must be broken, instead stuck to the positive in this year's State of the State address.
We will not rest until our K-12 system is the best in the nation.
Last year, the governor insisted on an unpopular teacher evaluation plan that relied more heavily on standardized tests associated with the Common Core learning standards. Partly as a result, one-fifth of students stayed home and boycotted the tests that would be used to judge the teachers. The governor acknowledged the strength of the opt-out movement in his speech.
We saw that parents were losing faith in the system. Roughly 20% of our students opted out of exams. And in some districts, it was high as 90% opted out. Simply put, the education system fails without parental trust, period.
And he announced that he's retreating from the emphasis on the controversial tests and will instead follow the rules of a self-appointed commission. It recommends postponing the new teacher reviews for 4 more years. The governor had tried to be the leader on school issues instead of the more independent state education department, which he does not control. Now he's giving that role back to SED and blaming them for the Common Core's problems.
We said we would correct the state education department's Common Core curriculum implementation mistakes and testing regimen.
Billy Easton with the pro-school funding group Alliance for Quality Education, which has often been at odds with Cuomo in the past, welcomes the change. He says what became a feud between Cuomo and the teachers and their allies proved politically unpopular.
You also just saw a lot of people had turned sour on the governor on education. And I think that the governor, it's good he's doing it. I think he's doing it to try to shore up his poll numbers. But I'm still happy he's doing it.
Tim Creamer with the New York State School Boards Association says Cuomo fought with the state's influential teachers union, and he lost.
What happened, of course, was he took on the union and over the annual professional performance reviews, their evaluation system, and that did not go well. And then, of course, there was the opt-out movement that caught everybody by surprise, quite honestly, and don't want to see a repeat of that. And even if it is repeated, I don't think the governor wants to wear it. I don't think any politician wants to.
The president of the state's teachers union, Karen McGee of New York State United Teachers, is not crowing over the union's victory, but she praises the governor for changing course. And she says she's glad that education policy is back where it belongs, in the hands of the state's education department and Board of Regents.
There's been a lot of conversations and a lot of discussions this year. There's been advocacy on the part of parents, communities, teachers, and I think, to his credit, the governor has heard that.
But nearly everyone involved in education, including the teachers, school financial experts, and the Board of Regents, say the governor's proposal to spend $1 billion more on the schools still falls short. Creamer with the school board says double that amount is needed just to keep the status quo.
We very clearly did the math and suggested $1.7 billion was needed just to maintain current programs and services.
And he says that amount does not even include resources needed to comply with the Common Core learning standards, expand pre-K, and step up school safety. But most expect the legislature to add some money to schools before the budget's all done. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.